I judge a Super Bowl party by the guacamole. Not only the quality, but also the quantity. You got to have a lot of it. You know, sometimes you go to a party and they've got like tons of chips and just a little tiny thing of guacamole. It's like, come on.
Does it have to be fresh? You have to make it from the avocados?
I think so. That's
really?
That's what I suggest. I went actually to an expert yesterday. I talked to Fernando. Who is the chef at Casa Gallardo Grill. Told him how much I'd enjoyed his restaurant over the years. And he said,
I'm proud of, you know, all the recipes that we do at the Casa Gallardo Grill, which is a little different from all the places around St. Louis as Mexican restaurant.
Well, I like the way you guys serve the guacamole. You make it right there tableside, and all the servers seem to have all the ingredients ready. And I was just wondering, what all do y'all put in your guacamole?
All right, well, this is very simple. The only thing you got to do is chop your fresh tomatoes, dice red onions, chop cilantro, chop fresh serrano peppers, and lime wedge, and about 4 halves of avocados, or maybe 1 1/2.
Now, you use lime instead of lemon.
Lime instead of lemon, yeah. It's a little better bite to it than regular lime. And for spices, you use a little bit of oregano, granulated garlic, salt, and white pepper.
Now, how do you make sure the Super Bowl game is on Sunday? How can they be sure that their avocados are going to be just perfect on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, they have to make sure they kind of soft. No, really, really soft. But when you touch them, you can feel them a little, you know, soft. That'd be good. Make sure there's no, like, hard spots. This time of the year, avocados, they have hard spots because it's winter time.
Who are you pulling for in the Super Bowl, by the way?
Of course, I'm around.
Of course. Okay.
I like the way he says language.
I like the way he says cilantro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was Fernando. And on the line, I have another guacamole expert, in my opinion. It's my lovely wife who's taking a break on the treadmill. Hey, babe.
Hey, hon.
Now, when you make your guacamole, sometimes you use lemon juice instead of lime juice.
Yes, I do.
And that turns out pretty good. Now, what are your special touches that you put in your guacamole?
Well, obviously, I take my tomatoes and I parch them.
I can hear the treadmill going.
She's out of breath. Half.
You go, girl.
Squeeze out all the seeds, the liquid stuff, and then I dice the tomatoes. I cut the onions into little small pieces, too.
I love it.
And pretty much the same as him, except I put a lot of garlic in it.
Hey, Joellen, you can stop walking on that treadmill for a second.
No, I cannot stop.
She's got a busy day ahead of her, David. You are interrupting the list of things to do.
I am very impressed.
And you were telling me about the onions that you like to use.
Like him, I like red onions.
Okay.
They're a little sweeter. They're not, I don't know, there's just a little bit different wang to it.
Does David double dip?
Oh, of course.
Oh,
I think
Kathy.
We all probably do that. But
at
we usually
home.
Get our own little bowls.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
And how many avocados did you buy yesterday? Would you get about a dozen?
No, I think I got 8.
Okay, there's plenty there.
A large container of guacamole.
Okay, well, go ahead and finish up your time on the treadmill, and thanks for taking a moment to visit with us, babe.
Okay,
hon.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
I'm sorry, you're not important enough to start the routine, David.
Yeah, okay.